there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Whit is hard at work in the Bible room. That's usually the perfect place to start a big adventure. And today is no exception.
Whit! John Avery Whittaker!
I'm back here, Tom. Hi.
Oh, hi. Every time I come into this Bible room, you got something new on display. Now, what's this contraption you're working on now?
Well, I'm calling it the Imagination Station.
Looks pretty complicated. What's it do?
Oh, it's like a lot of other things around here, just a way to get the kids to use their imaginations a little more. What are you up to? You know, you were calling my name like you needed something.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do.
Huh.
I need your help.
Oh? What's the problem?
Well, it's more, who's the problem? It's this new boy in my Sunday school class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gets real antsy while I'm trying to teach. It's downright distracting.
Antsy? In your class?
Uh-huh.
Why, you're one of the most interesting Sunday school teachers in Odyssey.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Whit, but doesn't make any difference with this boy. His name's Digger. Digger Digwillow.
Hmm.
I've talked to his parents real informally about it, and they have the same problem at home. They can't get him to read his Bible. Say they've tried everything, but all he says is...
Let me guess. It's boring.
Right. I've tried all kinds of things with him, but haven't had any success. I thought maybe you might be able to help, what with you being a whiz with the kids and all.
A whiz, huh? Maybe I can try this imagination station out on him. If it works the way I hope it will, Digger Digwillow won't be able to complain about the Bible being boring ever again. He'll have his own experience to prove it. You tell Digger to come in if he wants, and I'll see what we can do.
Thanks, Whit. I will.